him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. That's what we do at Easter. So far as we know, Matthew Bridges, who wrote the hymn we have just sung, was the first to have had the beautiful thought that the risen Christ should be crowned with many crowns, because one crown could not possibly be enough. Charles Wesley had a similar thought when he wrote, "Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, 1,000 tongues, many crowns, and still our Easter joy seems so inadequately expressed." It's hard to imagine what kind of expression would be adequate for such a time as Easter. Easter is the very heart of all we believe, the very soul of all we know about God's love for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. What a remarkable thing for God to have done, and we love to be joyful about that. But before our Easter joy can truly be complete, we must also remember that not all the events of Easter were joyful. There was the resurrection, of course, but before it there was the upper room, and not far away a darksome tomb. And we have to remember that the first crown of Easter was made with thorns.